This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Stewart. All right, we're going to start right over here. Stephen, first question. Hi, Kristen. Stephen Chaper here, Boston Herald. How are you doing?
Good.
A year ago when we first talked to you, you seemed to be such a shy, sensitive young actor. I wonder how this past year has been for you in terms of this. It seems like a nonstop thing every week on New Moon and on
yeah.
and Rob. What's it been like from your side, and how do you feel about the movie?
I think I've gotten a lot more comfortable with talking about myself and knowing that what you say people are really going to take into consideration, and that always intimidated me so much that I minced every word that came out of my mouth. I couldn't finish the sentence because I was so concerned about how it was going to sound. I didn't want to come across insincere about something that I really love to do. And so I realized that instead of refraining from saying, I've put my heart and soul into this thing and I love it, and that's what I should have said instead of like the really logical, over-analytical, like reason why I love it. You just do. So I've gotten more comfortable with it. And the whole rumor tabloid stuff, it's so obviously false to me. Like, look, even before I became a part of it, that once I was like sort of a star, like the star of that, it's like a show. It's like a ridiculous show.
A soap opera with
yeah,
in it.
Exactly. with false realism, like a soap opera that seems real, but you're not quite sure. I knew it doesn't bother me. I don't take it personally. So luckily, because I've had so much experience, it's gotten easier to talk about the work. So I've, yeah.
And what about the work for this one?
I had a really good time on this movie. It was really, it was really intense. Just because of the nature of the story, it goes in a completely different direction. We undermine the first. We establish a very ideological idea of love, and basically we tell our main character, our main protagonist, that she was wrong, and it's like, where is our story going to be left if Edward's not there? And what I really love about New Moon is that you see this girl really build herself back up, and by the time she makes the sort of rash decision to spend eternity with a vampire, she's in a position that you actually believe her. You're like, okay, you're old enough, you're mature enough to know. You've, like, lived life. She grows up. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. So, yeah.
Hi, Kristen. The scenes with Victoria are really harrowing in this. I was wondering what's it been like working with Bryce Dallas Howard in that role in the clip.
Really good. Bryce is scary. She's really oddly sweet as well, so it's funny to see her sort of switch back and forth. Victoria for Bella is like an ever-present fear. Even when Victoria's not around, she's like scared that she's coming back. So Bryce is such a good actress, and it was easy to be scared of her.
Chris
has everything. I think to be a good director, you have to be a good person, and you have to care about people, and I don't know a more compassionate human being. I couldn't have done this unless I had such a believable environment and comfortable, safe environment to be so vulnerable in, and he provided that like tenfold. He's one of the coolest guys, one of the smartest, funniest guys I know. And he really loves the project as well. He wasn't just like jumping on the next big thing. So it wasn't about breaking him in at all. He only helped make everything. I mean, helped make everything. He made everything what it is. Like he's incredible. I love him. Chris did a very different thing that I've never had a director do. He put together it's like a syllabus almost of like what we were supposed to achieve and how he was going to make it easier for everyone, and sort of like an introduction to how he likes to work. And it covered not only... It didn't only introduce the idea of collaboration. It was like inviting everyone onto this project and saying, like, please, everyone love it, and please, everyone be invested, and work hard, because we're all here to work. You know what I mean? It was very encouraging. It also had, like, technical aspects of like, how he was so sorry that so much of the movie was going to be CGI stuff that we would have to react to, but he was always going to make us aware of what we were acting with, and he was never going to leave us high and dry. Like, a lot of effects movies they're hard to do because you don't know what you're reacting to. So he had, like, a full rundown of how he planned on making the movie. And most directors are like, you know, have you put together notes for our meeting? It's like, no, that's your job. So yeah, that's... So he's amazing. I love him.
Taylor's coming out of this movie emerging as such a huge star. And obviously the books ordain how things are going to unfold. However, if you could have just wiped the slate clean and made a decision, do you really think that she wouldn't have gone with fine old Jacob?
I know. Trust me. This is an inner battle. I feel you completely.
But actually, can you talk about working with Taylor? Because there was such a controversy going into the movie, and he does such an incredible job.
Yeah, I think that controversy has probably been, like, made bigger than it was. We needed to be sure that whoever played Jacob was going to be Jacob in New Moon, and not just, he's such a different person. He becomes a man. I mean, there's an entire, it's not just a physical transformation. He's really, he becomes an adult. I mean, I always knew that Taylor could do that. We just needed to make sure it was so important. So once he actually proved himself, which wasn't hard to do, even seeing him walk around on set was like a different experience. He's literally become, I mean, he's become a different person. He's just grown up. It's like he's so confident and like the nicest guy I've ever met. And I know that I'm using this grammatically incorrect, but he's the funnest guy I've ever hung out with. So he's great. I mean, I'm so proud of him.
These filming of these has gone so fast, and it's just been just bang 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 one after the other. Can you talk about the Infinity of that, and then also, do you think you're ever going to remember any of it in 5 years?
Right. There's already a lot of stuff that I have to say, like, okay, Kristen, be here, experience. You know what I mean? Like. Make sure that this isn't just another, like, fleeting situation that you're going to barely remember. You have to force yourself to sort of, like, be present. But I feel like that's the fact that I have the opportunity to, like, pick and choose moments that I want to remember, and I have to, like, focus on remembering cool moments, that only tells you that I literally have, like, an influx of them. So I've had the coolest 2 years. I'm, like, so lucky.
I
love Vancouver. When we're doing the Twilight series there, I don't get to go out as much as I'd like to. I'm also sort of a boring person. I don't go out like to bars and stuff a whole lot unless it's like an event. It's a beautiful place to be, you know.
What are your favorite spots in the city?
I just like being outside there. I don't have favorite spots. I mean, it's the climate is so different from what I'm used to, and I don't really have any favorite spots. I really don't.
Kristen, did you actually get to ride the motorcycle? If so, were you into it? How do you feel about the bike?
I'm definitely never going to be a biker. Like, the idea of riding... I mean, I'm scared of cars. So the idea of riding motorcycles is just never going to be something that I'm into. I was towed ridiculously. I was like, on the back of this truck, and I probably looked funny doing it. Taylor rode motorcycles really well. There's this one part that's sort of undeniably him. He, like, rides up and skids, and... I left that to him. I wasn't about to do that. I don't think they would let me necessarily. They have more faith in Taylor to do that kind of stuff. But
would you ride in the back with a guy hanging under a guy, though?
Yeah, I did that. I did that, and I didn't like it. It's, like, so precarious. Like, I don't know if you've been on it. It literally feels like you're going to fly off of it. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
So what do you find the most rewarding parts of being part of something so phenomenally popular? And what are some of the challenging parts of being into it?
I think my favorite thing about this is the fact that I can keep it personal. It's still something that... If the saga didn't become a franchise and it was literally just a series of movies that I had done, they would mean just as much to me. And that's also that's the best part of why the fact that it isn't like that, the fact that so many people are affected by it and are invested in it just as much as me, if not more, that only makes it more. Like I said about Chris, if you don't like people and you don't want to make movies because you care about people, then you probably just start wanting to be, like, rich and famous. So the fact that this is so important to so many people makes me so happy. And, like, that's it. I mean, yeah, I think that's it.
Hi, Kristen. Being a celebrity today, I think, is so much crazier than it even was 5 or 10 years ago. I'm curious... You guys have such an avid fan base. Where do you think, how do you draw the line between what the fan and public wants to know so much about your guys' private life? Like, where does that stop and start? It just seems so blurry nowadays.
Right. I don't know. It's such a, I don't think anybody could get, like, a handle. I think as soon as I stopped trying to control everything that came out of my mouth and every picture that came out, and that's when I became so much happier, and, like, it was so much easier to deal. It wasn't like it was a turning point. I've just, like, grown into being able to not care as much, but and to not try to think that I'm going to be able to, like, plan out the way everybody perceives me. There are no false impressions. Everybody's impression of you is always going to be, like, what it is in that isolated moment. It's people not considering where you are in that moment when you give that impression. And that I'm fine with it. Like, I'm going to own what I'm going to own. And I know it sounds like sort of like, I don't want this to sound. What I'm talking about is what I'm, do you know what I'm, it's like, yeah, I should just stop trying to control what's coming out of my mouth. I'm always going to keep what's important to me mine. And people are always going to want, and I completely understand, considering we're playing characters that are so coveted by, like, so many people, and I get why they want to know more about us, and they want us to be together, and all of that, and I just have to sort of not think about it.
Hi, Kristen. How did filming in Italy add to the romance of your character? Like, how did that, you know?
The fact that we didn't have to be on a set and we were really in Italy, it makes it so much easier to, like, immerse yourself in this world. I mean, it was so cool that we got to go to Italy and that we didn't have to fake it, because I think it really did add, like, I'm totally taking Chris's words right now, a scope to the film that wouldn't otherwise be there. And to go from Forks to Italy is such a stark contrast and romantic just in the idea of it. And so then to actually be there and feel it, and it was, yeah, it all, of course, only helps to have, like, the real environment.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Can you talk a little bit about the breakup scene with Edward and just how emotional it was to do that? And I know a lot of young girls in the audience were crying last night watching that.
Oh, that's good.
Make them cry.
That was the scariest thing. I was almost as worried about messing it up than I was about what I actually should have been thinking about, which was the issues that Bella's dealing with. Because reading it, it's such an iconic... I mean, that moment is... There's nothing like it in reality, even. Like, it's not even like a normal breakup scene, because I know what it's like to get broken up with, but I don't know what it's like to get broken up with by a vampire who I've now been, like, physically and chemically altered by. It's like suddenly you take an addict, you take whatever they're addicted to away from them, and there's, like, withdrawal. So that was the most intimidating scene in the entire movie, and I don't know how to explain how I Chris really helped me out. I mean, it was just about feeling like, it was just about talking. I don't know. It was just about like talking to him and reading the book, and it was so alone. I had no other actors to play off. I mean, the breakup scene I feel with that I did with Rob, that's not where it happens yet. But that's not what I was intimidated by. That was still like she doesn't even believe it yet. It's when he goes. It's the absence of him that I was scared of. So how am I gonna, by myself in the woods with 100 guys standing around filming me, die? Basically, literally have the equivalent of like a death scene, but stay alive and get up and keep walking. It was hard. I was really intimidated. I still don't even know if, I mean, I've seen the movie. I really like the movie, but I don't know if anybody ever really would have been able to bring that to life the way Stephanie writes it.
Hi.
Other than that, were there any other challenging scenes or moments for you?
Yeah. There were, I mean, this for me is the most difficult. I'm going to say hardest. It's, I want to like define it a little bit more. It's the most emotionally conflicted. Bella's so sure all the time. And this is the one movie where she actually is baffled and totally like, I don't know. And it's weird to play Bella like that because she's so not like that. And that was difficult. I can't think of a particular scene. I mean, it was really hard to go back and forth. Because you don't shoot a movie in sequence, obviously. I had to do stuff with Jacob where I was alive and happy and out of this like depression thing, and then after lunch go back and scream in my bed for 6 hours. So that was difficult.
What's been like the craziest moment you've had with some of these fans over the course of a couple of years?
The funniest thing in the world just happened to me in Brazil. I've had a lot of really varying experiences. Some absolutely like touching and like overwhelming and daunting, and some just like crazy. And then sometimes they're really funny. Like I was in Brazil and me and Taylor went to Latin America this time, and Rob was in Japan, and that's just how it goes. Sometimes, you know, we've sent all over, so it means nothing, like, who we're with. And this guy was chasing after us. I mean, there was a huge crowd anyway, but this one very persistent fella was like, where is Hubbard? Where is Hubbard? And I couldn't stop laughing, and I felt really bad because he was, like, distraught and emotional, and I was like, it's Robert. And, like, it was really funny. I found that funny. But sometimes you get like letters that are sort of like reassuring when, you know, everybody saying one thing about you. They like, if you have one person say like, look, it's funny when you can actually relate to the fans like on a human level, and it happens. It happens all the time, and people like assume that that's impossible. So when that happens, it's like it's the coolest thing.
Was it ever
scary? Scary? No. I mean, I'm scared of crowds, but that's. Individually, no, of course not. But I'm just personally like I'm sort of intimidated by like a lot of people.
Kristen, I have two questions. First of all, when it was announced that Chris Weitz was going to direct it, Stephanie Meyer was quoted as saying, "Well, let's see how a man does with the movie." And I'm wondering if you had any trepidation at all changing from Captain Hardwick from a woman's perspective to a man's perspective. And second of all, do you see this character at all as a example for young women, because she does is kind of, you know, Bella is kind of in control in some sense. It's kind of her, a lot of her decisions. So do you see her as an example also?
Right. I think that Bella is such a good character for girls to look. I mean, not to look up to, because it's not looking up. She's a very. I mean, the fact that she's normal and I think the most typically relatable thing is that she's awesome and she doesn't know it. And she's very sort of confident, but also not arrogant. It's a weird thing to be. It's like I think she also sort of like I think she has like a lot of really innately female qualities that are like for a character in literature. I think that it's awesome that so many girls can look up to her because she's fickle and unabashedly. It's like, I'm allowed to make mistakes, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it right now, and I'm not going to be ashamed of it, you know what I mean? And Bella is very, very much like that. So I think she is a good example for a young girl. And I think the director thing, everyone's different. People are so individually... I'm not smart enough to sit here and analyze whether or not like a female would have had more in touch. Both characters that the protagonist deals with are men. So it's everyone approaches relationships differently, and I can't really think of an answer.
I was wondering if you appreciate when fans and people relate to you and Robert to be together also in real life. How do you take that?
I totally understand why these people have a hard time separating ourselves from our characters. And it's also just sort of the way our world is like going. People are obsessed with... There's an incredibly large group of people that spend most of their time considering other people's lives. It's strange to me. I can't have anything to do with it, or else I step in and mess it up for myself, and I can't even do it in a way that is complete. So I just let it sort of fall by the wayside. It doesn't really affect me.
You talked about a little bit earlier about living in the moment, just trying to enjoy it.
Where am I? There you are. Okay, sorry.
about trying to live in the moment and enjoy. Is there a certain memory from the set that you think you'll always take with you, even with this big rush of memories from travel and all the things that you do? Is there something from the set that was particularly fun or sticks with you?
The one moment that really... I throughout the filming of New Moon, we wrapped in Italy. The last thing that I did, I was running through a square through a bunch of people, and it was just around this corner. It was just one little part of that little like montage where I'm running through, and there were so many people around, and like there was so much energy. Like you could feel everyone was expecting the done date. Like we're almost finished, and I can't turn off. Like I need to be fully and completely on up until that very last moment. I remember the second we wrapped, and I said at Comic-Con that my favorite moment of New Moon was when we wrapped, and people took it like the wrong way. It wasn't like I was so glad to be done. It was the most memorable moment for me because I literally fell apart. Like I literally went like, like I couldn't handle it. And it was the coolest experience I've had on a movie. One of the coolest experiences I've had on a movie so far. And Chris was there, and it was like something that we had together, really. And it just felt really good. And that's the most memorable experience.
How attached have you become to Bella since starting filming
all the movies? I'm very protective of her. Like I feel a shared ownership. It's weird. It's like if you were to talk about the character in a way that was at all not thought out or flippant, I would be right there to say that you didn't know what you're talking about. Like I'm so defensive of her. I feel I like her a lot. I think I could just say yes.
Hi. Can you tell us any moments that really stand out about making the next movie, the third one, and what the new third director is like to work with?
Yeah, Eclipse is such... Just like New Moon sort of starts and becomes a completely different movie, so does Eclipse. It's like just as soon as you think you're going to get like just the same story, it sort of like all of a sudden just completely changes. Bella is much more... She's back to herself. She's content now. She's again comfortable and self-assured in a way that she wasn't in New Moon. And I think what I really love about Eclipse, what was interesting for me to explore, was different levels of love and acknowledging that that the ideals that you maybe had a little while ago aren't true. Being able to... Bella's innately honest. That's something I feel she is. And in Eclipse, she lies to herself and she lies to everybody around her about the fact that she's in love with Jacob. Just not as much. Just like not that... It's not that extra like thing that you can't really even describe. I loved watching the three of them. I loved playing with the three characters together. I mean, there's literally a scene where Jacob and Edward, who are mortal enemies, are in a tent with sleeping Bella in between them, and it's like it's a ridiculous circumstance to find yourself in. So the story was like we had so much to work with, and then the effects as well were like even more. There's a big battle that happens, and that was more than anything we had to deal with on New Moon, and so it was sort of, it was cool. It was like, I've always gotten to do things for really short periods of time. To follow a character this long is like, it surprises me every time. I can't wait to do the fourth one, because I'm sure that I'm going to come in and say that everything I said next year, everything I said this time was wrong. You know what I mean? I actually know Bella more now. Blah blah. And also we have such established dynamic, like the way I know Bella deals with Edward, I mean, that's, you sort of can't mess with that. Like I know how she deals with him. I know how she deals with Jacob. I know how she deals with Charlie, her dad. And then to have people come in and help out that process is only cooler. You always get a different perspective. So working with David, it was like, okay, so let's see what you've got to, you know, because of, you know, he came up with a lot of stuff that I would never have thought of, and he's quite good at the whole technical aspect of movie making, which is so completely over my head. And so I got to feel safe that he had that handled, and me and Robin Taylor just sort of did our thing.
Speaking of the fourth one, have you heard of a start date on you guys making that film? And I've heard rumors that it might be two movies. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know.
Next question.
Okay, there you go.
Right over there, I think we have a lady.
Sorry.
How do you relate the immortality of being... how do you relate the immortality when you make a movie, because that way you're going to live forever? Being a vampire.
How do you relate to that? Because that's nothing any of us have ever... Right? Okay. I think I can only relate to that as Bella can, because she is still human. I think that that's an interesting question for any one of the vampires, because they actually, that's something that they need to, the way I consider immortality from both my perspective as Kristen and my perspective as Bella is that it's so completely unknown, but given the right motivating factor, I'd be willing to explore it. She's very willing to acknowledge that she doesn't know, but that she's willing to give it a chance because of Edward, because she's willing to sacrifice anything for him, basically. But a big thing for Bella is change. She's so terrified of change because she's been thrust into this world, and it's not a necessarily very healthy way of looking at things, because it's nothing's going away. But I'm told I should be at work right now talking to Chris. Like, this is ridiculous. But like, basically, if you're facing something that is completely unknown, but you're willing to take everything that is hard about it because what you might get. I mean, that's hope. That's people. That's why we get up every day. That's like, you know, so it's not even, immortality is almost more scary in our story than mortality. It's like, to live forever seems on the surface like a really cool thing, but in our story, it's terrifying. And in our story, that means taking your soul, or at least to Edward. And so it's a very, like, the lines of personal belief and literally, like, theology, like, your faith and, like, what you think is going to happen after you die. These are all things that we think about, like, incessantly in the movie, and things that Edward and Bella even argue about. And I know that was really everywhere, but that's... Sorry. There you go. Hi.
How did you balance playing someone who's so introverted like Bella and then going and playing a character like Joan Jett? You know, not someone who's real.
Right. I can only play characters that are like that I feel like they are real people in a complete way, in such a whole way that if I fake any aspect of it, I will have failed them, and literally they're slaughtered, and it's like they don't get to, it's like these characters, they don't exist anymore unless I do it. So in terms of approaching parts, thank God I don't have to do that. It just happens. Like I got to know Joan, not only as her now, I feel like through footage and just like through the script and the story, everything, I feel like I got to know who she was, in such a whole way that like it's not about imitating, even though I was really concerned about like details being right, like gestures and stuff. I really like wanted to like do a good like impersonation, but I also didn't want it to be imitation. I wanted it to be like natural. Playing Joan Jett had nothing to do with Bella. You know what I mean? Like it was literally, it was a small period of time that I had to do it, but it was an opportunity that I jumped on, and it was going to go away unless I would have liked more time. But like I said about walking on set and seeing all the characters and Rob and Taylor, it's easy to just get right back into the right mindset. It's vague, but what I do is so vague. Like literally what I do is like so oddly ambiguous as that. Like, yeah.
Okay, last question over here.
Oh, well, you talked about this being Bella being a good role model for young girls, and yet she seems to be willing to do anything, to sacrifice everything for Edward. Mm-hmm. And when she gets this depression about this love affair that's gone splat, she becomes this adrenaline junkie who is trying to kill herself in a way. And I just wonder, you know, aren't you worried maybe about 12 or 13 year old girls who are so obsessed with this thing, seeing this up on screen, it really is giving a terrible idea to kids.
It's a very extreme story. I think the people who take to this story need to be a little bit more mature than that. And I think the only reason they take to it is because they are. The only way that I can justify that, and maybe I'm an immature girl as well, I really feel like if you feel like you need to do it, you need to do it. And it is it being anything. I mean, and then after you're told that you've made a mistake and that you're wrong, if you're willing to say that you made a mistake and I was wrong and I'm going to try the next thing, there's nothing unadmirable. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of there at all. Be extreme. Go for it. Like I think that's the point. I think that I know that this is a movie about immortality, but like you live once, so. I mean, I'm not also preaching to anybody. Like, I'm just trying to justify. I'm just standing behind the story. But like, that's what I think.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Just sign the soundtrack real quick.
Sure. You're wonderful.
No, guys, there's no time for autographs. I'm super sorry. We can't do this.
Favorite punky moment with that here today.
Very punky.
Yeah.
Punky moment.
Maybe the CPR on the beach.
We gotta go, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Congratulations. Let me get out of the way. Whoa.